Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program. I have a short 4-minute YouTube video that I've converted to an MP3 for you to listen to. This is Pastor Sean from Berean Baptist Church. Let me just say right off the bat that there's a good chance that the 4-minute recording is just not true. In fact, I would submit to you that there's no way that we'll ever be able to prove it. Perhaps ever is too strong, but I doubt that we'll be able to prove it. The news presentation entitled Benghazi Attack Was Botched Kidnapping to Trade Blind Sheikh was posted October 17, 2012 by Chris Zane, and the website that we're looking at is westernjournalism.com, westernjournalism.com. This is one of these stories that is slightly conspiracy oriented, and quite frankly, I doubt that CNN or Fox or any of the major news networks would even consider picking it up. The story lacks potential credibility or details. That doesn't mean it's not true. I doubt that the people that would know this would ever identify themselves in any way, shape, or form. It would be utterly political suicide. And perhaps this is just a wild idea. America watched in disbelief as Barack Obama tried to tell the people that the attack on the Lebanon consulate on September 11th was the result of an amateur anti-Muslim video that had been on YouTube for 3 months with barely 300 views. Then suddenly the administration announced that it was, yes, a terrorist attack, but that it was an intelligence community that had fed him bad information, even though we knew our intelligence community had known it was Al-Qaeda-linked attack within 24 hours. By the way, today at lunch, I heard on Fox News that the actual embassy was, or Chris, the ambassador, was sending emails requesting support as the attack was happening, at the beginning of the attack. And so certainly there is degrees of truth in this potential story that you're going to listen to in just a moment. And quite frankly, none of this makes sense, none of it at all. And the article goes on to say, until now, and then it presents its theory, a theory that you'll have to decide for yourself has any potential credibility. And I'm hesitant to even post this, and yet it seems as though nobody else is picking it up. So perhaps the News and Focus listeners are the ones that need to be most aware of what's going on. Kevin, Dujan, so Dujan, a political analyst and radio and TV host, wrote an article and appeared on radio on October 8th, putting forth a theory that the attack on the consulate was tied neither to a video or terrorism, but a botched kidnapping of Ambassador Stevens. So I'll let you listen for yourself and make an assessment as to whether you think there's any credibility to this or not. So just in a moment, you'll be listening to a short YouTube video that you can also watch yourself if you go to this link, and then you're just going to get a little bit more pictures. No other real information is presented in the video. So listening is good enough. Thanks. Have a great day.
For 2 weeks, Barack Obama told us the attack on the Libyan consulate and murder of Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans were the result of an amateurish anti-Muslim video that had been on YouTube for 3 months with barely 100 views.
And that is what we saw play out in the last 2 weeks, as a crude and disgusting video sparked outrage throughout the Muslim world.
Then Barack Obama told us it was a terrorist attack.
The White House issuing a significant statement in just the last hour on the embassy attack we saw in Libya. It was the consulate attack, saying it is, quote, self-evident that the attack on that consulate was an act of terrorism.
That despite attacks on the consulate and threats by Al-Qaeda leading up to 9/11, there was little, if any, security. That after numerous requests from the consulate, including Ambassador Stevens, that the State Department decided extra security wasn't necessary.
You received from Mr. Nordstrom a recommendation but not a request for more security, and you admitted that, in fact, you had previously said that if he submitted a request, you would not support it. Is that correct?
That both Obama and Vice President Biden weren't aware that the consulate had requested additional security.
And they wanted more security there.
Well, we weren't told they wanted more security again. We did not know they wanted more security again.
Both of these scenarios are ludicrous. What if neither of these scenarios are what really happened? On October 8th, political analyst and TV and radio personality Kevin Dujon wrote an article and later appeared on a radio show describing a scenario that explains the oddity of the Obama administration's reaction to the attack of the Libyan consulate and murder of Ambassador Stevens. According to Dujon, Obama's spiraling poll numbers needed a boost, and what better way to get a boost than to do something heroic? Enter an October surprise, rescuing hostages like Jimmy Carter tried in 1980, but instead a guaranteed operation. And how does one guarantee the success of an October surprise? Make a treasonous deal with your enemies. This was the plan. Obama would arrange to decrease the amount of security at the consulate, only leaving Libyan security guards that could easily be paid to leave their post. He then arranged for the ambassador to be taken hostage by a group tied to the Muslim Brotherhood, and Obama, like the cavalry riding in to save the day, would, through his power of persuasion and affinity with the Muslim world, arrange for Ambassador Stevens' release, days before the election. But that wasn't all. The Muslim Brotherhood President of Egypt, Mohamed Morsi, recently vowed that the blind sheikh would be released, and Obama had been negotiating with the Muslim Brotherhood.
A U.S. congressman says the White House is considering the release of the man convicted of planning the first terrorist attack on the World Trade Center.
Egypt has asked for the release of the so-called blind sheikh, Omar Abdel Rahman. And despite White House denials, New York Congressman Peter King says the administration is weighing the possibility.
Obama, through a secret deal with the Brotherhood, after Ambassador Stevens was successfully kidnapped, would exchange the blind sheikh for Ambassador Stevens. But it blew up in Barack Obama's face. Things didn't go as planned. There were two former Navy SEALs, Tyrone Woods and Glenn Doherty, who weren't supposed to be at the consulate, and things went horribly wrong. The kidnapping turned into a firefight and subsequent fire, and the two former SEALs fought back and died trying to protect Ambassador Stevens. Hard to believe? Western journalism broke the news on Monday that a source connected to the White House has stated that the murder of Ambassador Stevens was a botched kidnapping attempt by the Muslim Brotherhood that was arranged by Barack Hussein Obama.